Good evening. This is the Piscataway Town Council meeting for October 12th, 2021. This is Council Vice President Michelle Lombardi, and I'll be hosting the meeting this evening. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, or dial-in information, and to the extent known the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. The township continues to use the telephone meeting format in an effort to mitigate the chance of exposure to COVID-19 as a part of the township's ongoing effort to slow the rate of transmission and avoid overwhelming our treatment centers. In order to make sure and a clear record of the meeting can be made and that the parties are heard in an organized fashion, all members of the public will be muted during the meeting. If a member of the public wishes to speak during any public comment portion, please press *9 in order to raise your hand to speak. We will unmute members of the public individually if they have their hand raised. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear a notification that you have been unmuted. It is at that time that you should begin to ask any questions you may have. You will have 3 minutes to speak, at the conclusion of which you will be muted again, and the council or administration will respond as necessary. Should you have any further comments or questions, the town council is always available by email and phone. And you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion, as the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on any individual line. We ask that if you wish to speak, that you dial in on a separate line so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Individuals may also submit written comments to the township clerk up to 48 hours prior to the meeting to be read by the township clerk during the public comment portion of the meeting. Said comments shall be limited to 3 minutes of reading. Thank you in advance for your patience as we continue to move the township forward during this health emergency. Mrs. Cedar, can you please call the roll?
Councilman Bullard?
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Here.
Councilman Kahn?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Uren?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Council Vice President Lombardi.
And I'm here. Please join me in the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to go back, Councilwoman Lombardi, and Mayor Waller?
Present.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey?
Here.
Township Attorney Rajveer Goomer?
Here.
Deputy Township Clerk Monica Orlando?
Here.
And I'm here, Melissa Cedar, Township Clerk.
Thank you.
No problem. We'll now move to number 5. Any comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda? Seeing none, do we have any comments? Seeing
no change.
None, we'll move to number six, which will be open to the public. And please be advised, these are comments regarding the consent agenda items only. Okay, so for each public portion, if you wish to speak at this time, please press *9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So if you have any questions, again, regarding only comments for the consent agenda, please press star 9 now.
Council Vice President, I'm asking the first individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves.
Good evening. Please state your name and address.
Hi, Brian Rack, 1247 Brookside Road. I'm just curious, well, what is item BB, authorizing filming agreement?
Hi, this is Raj Gumadi, the Township Attorney. From time to time, we have individuals that want to film in the township, and so we enter into agreements with them to make sure that they have proper insurance, that if they're, you know, filming on the streets, that they have proper police coverage to divert traffic or provide security. If, you know, if they're filming with, you know, in some cases, you know, they're filming with fake police or fake guns, that we're making sure that the police department's aware of it and or has coverage and has a officer there. There's various reasons, but essentially we enter into each a filming agreement with each of these filming companies to make sure that you know, they do them right and obtain a permit.
Who is this filming company?
This one was an individual independent. It was a small production. I think they were working at cul-de-sac. I can get you the name of the filming company, but it was a small independent individual.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, Raj, this is Tim. It's Canadio Entertainment LLC, New Jersey Limited Liability Corporation.
Thanks, Tim.
Council Vice President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised at this time.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. We'll now move to number 7. Which is an ordinance first reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times on Certain Streets, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the 4th day of November 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have an offer from Council?
Offer, Councilwoman Cahill.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion
Cedar,
from Councilwoman Cahill.
Vote.
And a second from Councilman Bullard, sure. Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Kahn?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council Vice President Lombardi?
Yes, and the ordinance passes. We'll now move to number 8, which is an ordinance first reading, acquisition of rights of way, easements, and land in fee simple for the improvements of Cedarwood Drive, Leslie Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and 11th Street. It's a resolution adopting ordinance. Mrs. Cedar, could you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land in Fee Simple for the Improvement of Cedarwood Drive, Leslie Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and 11th Street in Piscataway Township, County County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the fourth day of November 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mrs. Cedar. May I have an offer?
Councilman Bullard, offer.
May I have a second?
I'll second then, Councilman Khan.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the vote?
Councilman Bullard? Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council Vice President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes. We'll now move to number 9, an ordinance first reading, amendment of permanent easement for municipal purposes, Union Carbide Corporation. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, can you please read the ordinance?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Amendment of a Permanent Easement for Municipal Purposes between Union Carbide Corporation and the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, being is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, as well as by telephonic conference on the fourth day of November 2021. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Mr. Cedar. May I have an offer?
Offer.
Offer, Cupping Shaw. Second, Cupping Shaw.
I believe. Thank you. Ms. Cedar, can you please call the vote?
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill? Councilwoman Cahill? Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council Vice President Lombardi?
Yes. And the ordinance passes. We'll now move to number 10, which are the consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any questions, any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, may I have a motion to accept the consent agenda items?
Motion.
May I have a second? Bullard.
Second.
Second, Councilwoman
Khan. Well,
thank
I
you. Thank you. Mrs. Cedar,
I defer to Councilwoman Khan.
Call the roll.
Councilman Bullard?
Yes.
Councilwoman Cahill?
Yes.
Councilman Khan?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Erin?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Council Vice President Lombardi?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. We'll now move to number 11, which will be a proclamation for Piscataway Schools, and I believe the mayor is going to read this proclamation. Mayor,
thank
would
you
please read this proclamation?
Thank you, Council President. Whereas Piscataway Township values its renewed positive relationship with the Piscataway Schools under the leadership of Board of Education President Sheila Hobson, and whereas Hurricane Ida brought extreme weather conditions to New Jersey on September 1st, 2021, causing in some cases catastrophic damage to homes and to Piscataway residents, and whereas many homes along River Road Corridor were severely affected, most notably the apartments adjacent to the Raritan River, where some residents needed to be evacuated by local volunteer first responders. Whereas Superintendent Dr. Frank Winnelli, Director of Administrative Services Colleen Porngratz, and school principals worked tirelessly to identify families with children displaced by the storm. Whereas Governor Murphy provided needed financial assistance to temporarily house those residents with homes with either destroyed or left by without electricity and hot water, as well as Piscataway Township, and whereas Piscataway Township arranged for the rooms at Embassy Suites and Radisson in Piscataway, whereas families with children were given priority placement in the hotels, and whereas Piscataway Schools provided school bus service for those children staying at the Embassy Suite in Radisson. Now, therefore, I, Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway Township, expresses extraordinary appreciation to the leadership of the Piscataway Schools for acting without haste and a concept of Piscataway Township to safeguard the well-being of families in our community. And I further look forward to continuing cooperation of Piscataway Schools that all children have a robust assortment of resources enables productive and enriching lives. And as the council president knows, it made life a little bit easier for the department of for OEM and myself, as well as our internal staff and the PD working in hand-in-hand with Dr. Rinelli and his team, as well as the other board members, because we were really trying to get people housed quickly as possible. And the fact that we were able to get the list and cross-reference it with the list from OEM, we were able to get a lot of people into some temporary shelter before, considering what transpired with a lot of the individuals out there. So it was a job well done with everybody involved. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll now move to number 12, which are announcements and comments from officials. Do we have any comments from Jim Ballard?
Nothing at this time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do we have any from Gabrielle Cahill?
None at this time. Thank you.
Any from Steve Kahn?
No, thank you. I have no comments at this time.
Linwood Rouse?
No, I have no comment at this time.
Frank Earn?
No comment at this time, Michelle.
Mayor Brian Waller?
Thank you, Council President. One quick item. I want to recognize that October is Hindu Heritage Month, providing our township with an opportunity to promote greater understanding of the Hindu culture and to celebrate its history and traditions. Piscataway is proud of its rich cultural diversity and home to a vibrant Hindu community. We recognize the important achievements that the Hindus have made in Piscataway, the state of New Jersey, and beyond in the fields such as education, medicine, science, and technology. They contribute to the well-being of our township with many family-owned businesses and volunteering with charitable causes. And I want to thank those folks in the Hindu community for doing that. Thank you, Council President.
Thank you, President.
Thank you.
Mayor.
BA, Tim Dacey?
Nothing tonight, thank you.
Township Attorney Raj Kumar?
No comment, thank you.
And I have two quick things that I want to make mention of. Friday.
Lombardi, forgot me.
I'm very sorry. I don't have you over here on my list, so that's why.
Okay.
So please make your announcement.
Thank you very much, Mayor, for recognizing the Diwali. And this is our 2077 year. And second thing, Possum Town Road is open. That helped a lot of people for one lane at least to go around their home and jobs. So that helped a lot, and a lot of people call, and they appreciate at least one lane open. So that really helped for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Council President. And I have two quick items. Friday, October 22nd, at the high school football stadium, we will be renaming the stadium to Kenny Armwood Stadium. So all those that are interested in being there for that moment, it is on Friday, October 22nd. And I would just like to thank one of our township residents who I worked with today, who spearheaded a very large donation from her company in East Windsor, Melissa Caravello, and made that donation to Elijah's Promise Food Pantry, which we delivered this afternoon over to New Brunswick. So I want to compliment her on spearheading a very, very awesome donation over to the Elijah's Promise Food Pantry. And that's all I have for this evening. So we will now move to number 13, which is the agenda session for the November 4th, 2021 upcoming council meeting. On that agenda, we have an ordinance for second reading, ordinance amending a redevelopment plan for 800 Centennial Avenue, designated as Block 6703, Lot 2.02, and that will be open to the public. Do we have any questions or concerns regarding that? Seeing none, an ordinance will be on for second reading, amending Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 14, Parking Prohibited at All Times, and that will be open to the public. We just had that on tonight. Anybody have any questions or concerns? Next will be an ordinance second reading, acquisition of the rights of way, easement, and land and fee simple for the improvements of Cedarwood Drive, Leslie Avenue, 3rd Avenue, and 11th Street. Again, that will be open to the public. That was on this evening. Anybody have any questions or concerns? Next will be an ordinance second reading, amendment of permanent easement for municipal purposes, Union Carbide Corporation. It will be open to the public at the next meeting. That was also on this evening. Does anybody have any questions? Resolution authorizing a change order number one for Sterling Village Phase 2 renovations, EMY Solutions, LLC, not to exceed $44,602.50. Any questions or concerns? A resolution authorizing refund of firearm overpayments. Questions or concerns? Seeing none, I'll move forward to opening this meeting to the public. For each public comment portion, if you wish to speak at this time, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When it is your turn to speak, you will hear an announcement that you have been unmuted. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. So anyone wishing to speak during this public portion of the meeting, please press star 9 now.
Council Vice President, I'm asking the first individual to unmute themselves.
Please state your name and address.
Hi, this is Pratik Patel, 29 Redbed Road. Can you hear me?
Good evening. Yep, good evening. We hear you. Thank you.
Okay. So I would just like to make a recent comment regarding this COVID law. And I also called the mayor's office this morning. I send usually my frustrations. Usually, obviously, you guys do a lot of good job. But what I'm trying to do is filter out the issues and problems that are there that needs to be worked upon. So don't look at it as complaints, but look at it as opportunities. I usually send my emails to council@pva.org. I don't know if you guys check it or not. So that's just a normal thing. If you are not looking at it, please find a way to look at the comments that I feel. Anyway, long story short, I come to you with a concern that I had regarding COVID. My son yesterday was sent home by the nurse at the school despite not having COVID concerns. Their excuse at that time, or whatever your protocol is, COVID protocol, that came down through the state pipeline and whatnot, said that through some app algorithm that they have to stay home. He did not have COVID. So he was sent home without even having COVID, But according to whatever the protocols and laws are written today, he's a seven-year-old. He doesn't know good or bad or whatever COVID is until we feed him. We are teaching him what COVID is. He doesn't even know that. And now we are, personally, I feel, and this is my personal opinion, that I think now the government is overreaching private lives, and it's conducting a psychological warfare on our kids, whether it's in the state or a country or township level. I understand they want to protect everybody. Even military goes out and protects everybody. But it doesn't mean that because we can't find any wars, we are going to start war with our own people, with our own citizens. And I think we are getting very close to that if this government machinery is not kept in check. So this, again, please talk with school boards or whoever that they are saying that, hey, everything is hunky-dory. It's not. And look, crises happen in many ways in different situations, but the trend that is going on with COVID, I certainly disagree with that. And with respect to, there were a few things on the consent item today, the claim of funds and all that. Can somebody tell, what was the amount for that claim of funds? Like, is this negligible? Where, what was that? How did that money was funded and what happened there?
Thank you, Pratik. I would definitely recommend you to reach out to the Board of Education with those concerns also, but we will take note of them. And as for your second question, do you have the number in which you're trying to ask that question for? Because I'm not sure what you're alluding to.
Yeah, this is Tim. I'll do it.
Okay.
So
thank you.
February 16th, an employee of the Wawa on New Durham Road found $6,000 in cash in the vestibule. Turned it over to the police, and we've held on to it for the required 6 months, and now we're releasing it, and it'll be released to the person who found it. No one else has put a claim in on it.
Thank you very much for that clarification.
Sure. Council Vice President, I'm asking the next individual to unmute themselves.
Thank you. Welcome to the meeting. Please state your name and address. Press star 9, and please state your name and address.
Okay, you're unmuted on our end, 2069. I'm not sure if your device is unmuted. If you check that, please.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, we can hear you now. Please state your name and address.
Sure. I'm sorry. Virginia Dahlberg, 40 Dunbar Avenue. I have some questions about the sump discharge ordinance.
Okay.
My first question would be, when does this take effect? Second question
Virginia, please list all of your questions, and then we'll answer them all at the same time.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
New to the system here. Okay. I did send these in to the clerk last Friday. What is the fine? The concern per the ordinance is ice forming. So is this ordinance only in effect in the wintertime? With the cost, a number of residents have lost thousands of dollars with Hurricane Ida. And then this ordinance came out right after that, and that puts an extra burden to change the flow of the discharge. And the flow of the discharge, if you go out to the street, you're in a circular path where it's coming from your basement, coming up out, and then you're just aiming it again toward the back of your house or the side of your house or whatever. And it's a circular flow. So, I mean, that's another, I just want to clarify that. And I know on my street, sometimes in the wintertime, the water companies flush out the hydrants. Are they under the same ordinance, putting water into the street? Will they be fined? So, and also, what do you do with streets that don't have storm drains? You know, these are my concerns. Thank you.
Thank you, Virginia. And I agree with some of those concerns also. I think we've been having a problem with some people, residents, putting other things other than their sump pump water into that system and running it out into the street, which is causing problems in various intersections. But I'm going to leave this for further explanation also to our business administrator, Mr. Dacey.
Okay. So the actual ordinance took effect back in early 2020. It is a year-round ordinance. It's not only for the wintertime. The purpose is, as the council vice president explained, we had numerous streets where people were pumping lots of water out into the streets, and it would cause a freezing hazard and a hazard for people driving cars. There are a few streets that were essentially frozen all the time, and it was an unsafe condition for the residents, it's an unsafe condition for the motorists and for pedestrians. The water company is allowed to clear out their lines. That's a public safety measure that they clear the lines for the fire department, so they're allowed to clear the lines when they do it. They don't do that often. And the goal of the ordinance is to keep water out of the streets and into the people's property, into areas where it will not freeze or cause a problem for residents or for their neighbors.
Thank you.
Council Vice President, I'm asking the next individual with their hand raised to unmute themselves. 1465, you can unmute yourself.
Welcome to the meeting, and please state your name and address.
Hello?
Yes, please state your name and address.
You're speaking with me? I'm sorry. Are you speaking with me?
Okay.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
No worries.
My name is Antonio Rochisano. I'm calling about 550 Hose Lane.
Can you ask your question and then we'll answer
that
after
you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not
okay.
Really. This is my first time doing this. I'm calling about a letter from 220 Sidewalk Special Assessment. I got a bill here for $30,000.
Hey, yes, Mr. McSano. So there's been, you've probably gotten many notices prior to this in regard to the special assessment for the sidewalk improvements.
This is my second. I think it was
yes,
my second.
Yes, so if this is the second one, there was a revision to the certification of costs. There was the supervisor engineering found a correction on them. I think the actual assessment actually went down from the previous one. So it'll be reduced. So the tax collector will probably be reaching out to you if he hasn't already to correct your assessment that's already on there and work out the payment plan that he may have already talked to you with in regard to that assessment.
No,
so this isn't a.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You've
called a few people.
Again. Okay.
My question was,
yeah,
is that my property that the sidewalks are on?
Yes. Well, you can only assess special assessments on sidewalk improvements on the property owner's property.
But why wouldn't you allow me to do the sidewalks?
Because based on, I think there was road improvements on that property. I mean, I'm happy to talk to you in the future if you call the call the clerk's office or the mayor's office, and they can connect you with me.
What is your name?
Tomorrow in
what
detail.
Is your name?
My name is Raj Goomer. I'm the township attorney.
I'm sorry? What was it?
I'm Raj. Raj Goomer. My
Raj
first
Goomer.
Name is Raj. Yep, last name is Goomer, and I'm the township attorney. And either the mayor's office or clerk's office will connect you with me. You can also talk to the supervisor of engineering. He may be able to assist you on that, but I can definitely answer your questions in detail.
How did you say your last name again? I'm sorry.
Goomer. G-O-O. M for Mary. E-R.
E-R. Okay. All right. I'll give you a call tomorrow then.
Sounds good. Talk to you.
Is that fine?
Yep. That works.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Council Vice President, there are no other individuals with their hands raised.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Cedar. I'm going to move to number 15.
Council President, if I may.
I'm going to, 1 minute, I'm going to adjourn the meeting if you want to. I'm going to close the public portion.
Sure.
Okay, the public portion is now closed. And, okay, go ahead, Mayor.
Very, very quickly, Council President, in regards to the call of Mr. Patel about the COVID, there is pretty strict standards through the Department of Health that the Board of Education and all the municipalities around the state have to adhere to. I don't know what the particular case was with his son, but I suspect probably what ended up happening is he may have been come in contact with somebody who did have COVID, and there was probably some contact tracing done, and that which required by law through the State Department of Health that they had to go into, I guess, a quarantine or not, and go and be tested. So I suspect that's probably what happened. But one thing I do want to address, though, is that when Mr. Patel did call today, he used a lot of foul language at the people in my office here, which is unacceptable. So the next, this one's for Mr. Patel. If you plan on calling again, which is fine, just check your mouth when you type of words that you use to the office staff here. That's all I have to say, Council President.
Thank you, Mayor. We'll now move to adjourn this meeting. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make
motion
the motion,
Councilman
Khan. Councilman Khan, I'll make the motion.
Second, please.
Second.
All
second.
Those in favor,
John.
Please say aye.
Aye.
And
aye.
The meeting is adjourned. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you.
Good night,
you
everyone.
Good night.
You're like a good luck charm.
Goodbye.